Chapter 24. "You're here because you're feeling overwhelmed," Dick said.
"I didn't say that."
"What did you say?"
"I said things that heated up somewhat."
"So you don't feel overwhelmed?"
"I didn't say that."
"Why does this have to be so hard?" Dick said.
"I'm feeling stressed," Jesse said.
"How are you handling the stress?"
"I'm talking to you."
"You may be talking, but you're not saying anything," Dick said.
Jesse didn't say anything.
"This car business, how are you handling it?"
"Unconventionally." Dix didn't say anything.
"I don't want to talk about it," Jesse said. "Tell me again why you came here."
"To talk.
Perhaps I'm missing something."
"Let's put it this way. Let's say that I'm baiting a trap."
"Will this trap place you in harm's way?"
"It might."
"So you feel vulnerable," Dix said.
"I didn't say that."
"How do you feel about it?"
"How do I feel?" Dix didn't say anything. "Anxious," Jesse said.
"You feel anxious?"
"Yes."
"How do you handle it?"
"The anxiety?"
"Yes."
"I handle it," Jesse said.
"But you're experiencing a great deal of it," Dix said.
"Only on occasion."
After a pause, Dix said, "Are you drinking?"
"Not really."
"Are you sticking to your rule?"
"What rule?"
"The 2 drinks a night rule. This is brutal."
"Mostly I'm only having 1 a night."
"So you're not drinking?"
"I overstepped my limit the one time."
"After the parking lot killing," Dick said.
"I couldn't get the image of the widow out of my mind. She was so grief-stricken. She was trying to hold it together, but the worst was yet to come, and I could see in her eyes that she knew it."
"So you got drunk?"
"Yes."
"But you haven't gotten drunk again?"
"No." Dix didn't say anything. "I identified with her grief."
"Jen?"
"Yes." Neither of them said anything. "I regretted it," Jesse said. "I'm determined not to let her get to me again."
They sat silently for a while. "Is there anything else you want to tell me?" Dix said.
"I've started seeing someone."
"Someone other than Sonny Randall?"
"Yes."
"So you're not seeing Sonny any longer?"
"She's away."
"If she were here?"
"I don't know."
"Why?"
"I flew too close to the flame."
"Which means?"
"I like it better where it's cooler." Dix didn't say anything. "I don't think I'm ready."
They sat quietly for a while. "Do you take these sessions seriously?" Dix said.
"I do," Jesse said.
"Do you find them helpful?"
"Mostly."
"Do you reflect on them?"
"Sometimes." "Why?"
"Because you're often obtuse."
Jesse didn't say anything.
"I don't want you to wander off the path towards self-realization," Dick said.
"It's when I wander that I come to see you."
"Which is a good thing."
"If you say so."